KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 66 degrees here this morning. We look for cloudy skies to continue today with showers and thunderstorms scattered once again in a high near 76. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, rescue crews from Oneida and Wyota, along with medevac ambulance, were called to the scene of a rollover accident with entrapment 1/2 mile south of the entrance to Lake Oneida State Park here this morning. The accident was reported at 6:39 a.m. One occupant of the vehicle was said to be trapped inside, but it's unclear if there were any injuries. Fire and rescue personnel were told to disregard the call at 6:50 a.m., and no further details are available at this time. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Sometimes life hands you an unwelcome surprise. A broken bone, sports injury, or a hip, knee, or shoulder that just won't give you any relief can put you on the sidelines. Or worse, having to travel just to get the care you need. But not anymore. Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Edward Fisher, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Dr. Fisher is skilled in a broad spectrum of orthopedic care, including joint replacements, sports medicine, hand and ankle surgeries, and fracture repairs. His expertise, combined with state-of-the-art equipment and facilities, brings a new era of orthopedic care to Cass County Health System. And thanks to our skilled rehab team, you can also do all of your rehab right here at home. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Fisher, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
In other news this morning, members of the Cass County Conference Board met during a special session Wednesday evening at the courthouse in Atlantic to act on an order to rescind their September 3rd vote against appointing County Assessor Brenda Nelson for another 6 years. After 90 minutes of discussion and public input, the conference board votes were tabulated and announced.
3-0.
Right.
The motion's been approved. 3-0.
So, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
The decision means that the board reversed their September 3rd decision not to reappoint her. The action followed the tabulation of a roll call vote of each member of the three entities which compromised the board, schools, mayors, and board of supervisors, and during which a mass majority of were in favor of reappointment. All three school board representatives and all but two of the mayors, Reinke of Messina and Coughlin of Cumberland, as well as supervisors Reekin, Wedemeyer, and Schelling, voted in favor of reappointment for their respective representing entities, with supervisors McFadden and Frank Waters voting against. Even supervisors Mark Wedemeyer and Chuck Reekin changed their minds. Reekin said it was because Nelson agreed to work with the conference board to keep open the lines of communication, which many agreed was sorely lacking among each of the entities involved in the process.
I'm going to change my vote and say yes, because I want to see to see if we can get things worked out the way they need.
And Nelson had supporters there during the meeting, including county assessors from around southwest Iowa, local realtors and land appraisers and others. But there was also a handful of people who packed the courthouse conference room Wednesday evening who were not in her corner. They included two people whose case against her office's appraisal is in litigation. Others, including Arndell McCone of Messina, said Nelson's office staff showed what amounted to a lack of respect.
Last Tuesday, September 15th, I went to the assessor's office as one of my property sheets appeared to be incorrect. Mike brought it up on the computer and wanted me to look at my parcel at intersection of 92 and 148. I suggested what the problem might be, as I had sold McCone Specialty Firearms around 4 acres. When they changed my acres, it appeared they assessed my acres as commercial rate, not ag. I suggested to him that could be the problem. He finally went to the back and talked to Brenda a long time. When he came back out, he asked if he could keep my tax sheet. And 1.5 days later, Mike called me and said it was corrected. There was no explanation or apology. He said he would get my sheet back to me.
The board in its deliberations agreed part of the problem with its oversight of Nelson's office, whether it be with regard to how the public is treated, budgetary reports and concerns, or other matters, is how few times each year they actually meet to receive complaints and ask her questions. To remedy that, they agree to begin meeting quarterly. All parties involved seem to agree there were numerous instances of breakdown in communication, which could have been headed off if action taken could have headed off action taken September 3rd. Nelson said after the meeting that she was glad the emotional roller coaster of the last 3 weeks, not knowing her future, was finally over, and she agreed to address the concerns brought up during the meeting.
Moving forward, I completely understand the concerns, and I want this whole group to work together as a team instead of individually. And I think with that said, it should go so much better.
In other news, one of the heaviest rains in the Omaha Council Bluffs area in 144 years of record keeping flooded large parts of Council Bluffs on Wednesday, but caused fewer problems in Omaha, where less rain fell. Council Bluffs Public Works Director Greg Reeder told the Omaha World Herald that residences have experienced the collapse of basement walls, sewer backups, and basement flooding. As of late Wednesday evening, 5.28 inches of rain had been recorded at Omaha's Epley Airfield, shattering the record of 1.97 inches for the date and ranking as the sixth greatest amount of daily rain since record-keeping began in 1871, according to the National Weather Service. The official rain total at the Council Bluffs Airport was 2.39 inches, but officials said parts of the Bluffs received 6 to 8 inches of rain Wednesday morning. Much of the western and southern parts of the city had extreme surface flooding. In some areas, that meant water as high as the handles on cars. Rainfall began in the pre-dawn hours, and by the morning commute, street flooding was well underway. Council Bluffs Public Schools, St. Albert Catholic Schools, and Heartland Christian School in the Bluffs closed for the day because of the street flooding. Officials wanted to keep as much traffic off the streets as possible, and dozens of vehicles became stranded in the Bluffs as a result of people trying to get to work or run errands. Fire officials said in a handful of cases Wednesday, the Council Bluffs Fire Department was called to retrieve people from their vehicles, and some families were evacuated from their homes. No injuries during those incidences were reported. The Red Oak Police Department reports an early morning arrest of a Red Oak man at 3:03 a.m. Officers arrested 54-year-old David Leroy Benson of Red Oak for simple assault on East Market Street in Red Oak. He was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Tuesday of a woman wanted on a warrant out of Mills County for forgery. 28-year-old Mallory Ferguson of Glenwood is being held on a $5,000 bond. Authorities say they've arrested a man in Colorado in connection with a homicide in central Iowa. The man was arrested in Aurora, Colorado, and Des Moines police say that he's awaiting extradition to Des Moines, where he will be formally charged with first-degree murder in the death of Matthew John Sisick. Sisick was found near his home in Des Moines on September 11th with a gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital and later died. Police have said they believe that the men knew each other. The reopened second floor of City Hall Committee will hold an informational meeting tonight at 5:30 at City Hall Council Chambers in Atlantic. The meeting will give members of the public a tour of the second and third floors of City Hall that have been closed for approximately 40 years to the public. The meeting will also explain how local option sales tax could be used to pay for an $875,000 bond to cover cost of a remodel project. State lawmaker Rob Hogg will be in the area today to announce his Democratic bid for Senate. And during his three-day tour, he's making stops today in Ottumwa at 9 o'clock this morning at the Ottumwa Public Library. He'll be in Creston at noon at the Southwestern Community College Performance Arts Building with the multipurpose room. And then he'll go to Council Bluffs at 3 o'clock for a Council Bluffs Public Library meeting in Meeting Room D. And tonight he'll stop in Atlantic at 5 o'clock at the Atlantic Public Library in Meeting Room A. We'll have a look at your funeral announcements next. KJAN News Time 7:15.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
And in your funeral announcements this morning, Thomas Marvin Schuler, age 86 of Harlan, died Monday at Elmcrest Assisted Living in Harlan. Funeral services for Thomas Schuler will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ardith M. Bertelson, age 83 of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ardith Bertelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Marilyn Bernice Jensen, age 78 of Erling, died Monday at Little Flower Haven in Erling. Funeral services for Marilyn Bernice Jensen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rhonda Simonton, age 61 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. A gathering of family and friends will be held for Rhonda Simonton today from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Willadine Joy Moore, age 84 of Griswold, died Monday at the Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Willadine Moore will be held on Friday at 10 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Darlene Herr, age 95 of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Herr will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Clifford Kaufman, age 96 of York, Nebraska, formerly of Marnie, died Saturday at the Hearthstone Care Center in York. Funeral services for Clifford Kaufman will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Red Lion Church of Christ, 5 miles north of Jacksonville. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Glenn P. Wedemeyer, age 84 of Adair, died on Tuesday at the Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Oneida. Funeral services for Glenn P. Wedemeyer will be held on Friday at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home at Atlantic has arrangements. Agnes M. Larson, age 88 of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Mass of Christian burial for Agnes M. Larson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Louise Kusel, age 88 of Manning, died early Tuesday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Arlene Kusel will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home Manning has arrangements. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Carol A. Wilcox will be held Saturday, 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Emery, age 84 of Prescott Valley, Arizona, formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Elizabeth Ann Wollenhouse Johansson, age 63 of Winnebago, Minnesota, died Monday at her home. Graveside services for Elizabeth Ann Johansson will be held Saturday at noon at Atlantic Cemetery. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Roger Holiday, age 78 of Messina, died Tuesday at his home in Messina. Funeral services for Roger Holiday will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina has arrangements. Dr. Lewis A. Miller, age 84 of Council Bluffs, formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Services for Dr. Lewis A. Miller will be held at a later date per his wishes in Ray, Colorado. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news here this 7 o'clock hour on KJN, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.